Yo, this is W8RN, Jordan, Michigan. Anybody on here?
John Harvey, Michael, Monica, Kevin.
KI7, GMB Mobile, listening on 26.
K8RRD Mobile, measuring.
WBADX Mobile, 26.
Hey, KEAQFF Dylan here. Sorry, your call sign cut out. I'm up on the 1-1. Maybe it's the way it's going through on All-Star, or I believe wherever it is.
No problem. No problem. It's Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray, Jeff down here in Traverson. Just headed into work.
Copy that. Yeah, same thing here. I'm heading towards St. Ignace right now. Heading to work, where I put my call sign out there, see if anybody's up and doing the same.
Yeah, understood. Understood. Yeah, we're just about ready to get the old Burger King here to get us some breakfast, and I'm only a couple miles left from the shop, so. But I thought I heard someone in there and figured I'd at least throw a call sign out. We'll be listening for a while, so. You have yourself a safe trip down, WBABX Mobile.
73, you as well. WABX Mobile, KEAUSF Mobile, clear.
Patrol 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Link.
Charlie Papa Golf, this is Uniform Fox Fox. Good morning, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Just figured I'd fire up the radios and talk to whoever's out there. Name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, located over in Leelanau County.
Well, good morning, Jim. This is Dylan, David Yankee, Alpha November, out of Kinross, UP, heading down to St. Ignace for work this morning.
That sounds kind of fun. I just had a curiosity here on RS, the position reporting thing. Just picked up an interesting station called WI9HRO, and it's beaconing from the ham radio outlet in Milwaukee. So propagation across Lake Michigan is pretty good this morning.
Sounds like it. On how that works sometimes with the way it skips over the water.
Yeah, it's kind of entertainment for those of us that are staring at a computer screen. So, hey, it's fun. So, all right, sir. Well, it's busy commute time, so I think I'll put my radio in scan mode and listen for people out there and entertain myself. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf 73, sir.
73 you, Jim. Take care and have a great one. K8USF, clear but monitoring.
KC8VSU Portable.
This is Juliet Oscar, Mobile.
Not part of the call. Good morning. Name's Toby. I'm up here by Elk Lake.
I thought that was you, Toby. I just was giving my call sign phonetically so you knew who it was, but yeah, that's Wayne. I just heard you in there. Thought we'd wave a hand back at you there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you got to give it a couple seconds once you tee up so it tees up all the repeaters. Eclipse. I've noticed that. It's like kind of with the Fusion side, we have that issue where you key up part of your call gets cut off. Nope, I'm on DMR here, the Traverse City one, so just gotta test out the handheld, make sure it's still getting in there. I'm sitting outside. It's a beautiful morning so far.
I think it's the temperature it is right now. I don't really much care for the upper 80s or anywhere in the 80s this time of year. Rather see some fall weather. I love the 60s and 70s. More my kind of September weather. But I guess we'll take what we can get. It looks like it's the next couple of weeks is going to be mostly dry. Maybe a chance of a shower tomorrow. I don't know. There is an awful lot of clouds out there. But, yeah, it looks like it's just going to be back to summer for a couple of weeks anyway.
Yes, I lost you there, Wayne. So we'll catch you later. 73-KCABSU Portable.
Yeah, I don't know. Show them that I'm hitting the repeater, so not sure about the issue there. KB5DJO.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the linking a little bit because of the delay from DMR to analog. So you basically kind of wait a few seconds, let along key. It's kind of like the IRA system. You know, you got to wait a couple seconds and then talk. So, okay, well, I got to get going here, so we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. KCASU 73.
All right, Toby. Have a good day and enjoy, and hopefully Tuesday and Wednesday looks good there. KB5DJO. We'll be clear.
WAVPC testing.
K8RKW monitoring station. Loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my DMR repeater back on the air down here in Royal Oak. It's on a dummy load right now. I just have to figure out where to put the antenna or which antenna to use.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Yeah, yourself, man. Definitely come in good. So, making sure that you're making it to the TGIS network. So, yeah, I didn't hear any packet loss. So.
Well, thanks for the report. WAVPC will be clear.
K8FZVC, the Langley Foxtrot Zulu Delta Mobile Monitor.
K8FQW monitoring.
K8FKWKUSCC. How are you, sir?
How are you doing today? Beautiful day here.
Doing fantastic. Taking the kids to the beach over here in Detour. And I'm able to get full quieting on the Sheboygan, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's that's some good elevation to that repeater, that's for sure.
So that switch for Peter and Bert is on the Fusion loop, you said?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed your question. What was it?
That repeater and Bert, you told me, was on Fusion. I think it's on UHF. That'll get me, able to talk to yours via the internet link?
Yeah, I would have to, move my user repeater over to the West Michigan group, but yeah. Fusion, they do repeater promotions. There's one going on right now if you're interested in maybe doing your own repeater.
Maybe. I don't have a tower yet. I mean, I have towers. One's on a trailer that goes up 67 feet, and one's laying in my backyard, but I don't have anything installed. So right now my HF antenna is on two 10-foot sections, so a total of 20 foot of 2-inch PVC reinforced at the joint with a pulley screwed into the top of it with a rope so I can raise and lower the center of my dipole.
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, because they're promotions. They're actually fairly decent priced, and you can get one for, I think, $700 right now. But yeah, you see what?
$700 isn't bad for a feeder. I'll look into it. There's nothing else for future build-out when I finally get a tower, permanent tower up. But that improvised one, it's held up way better than I thought it was going to. And I've been able to hit Russia on FT8 and Turkey, Greece, Italy. I can't push into the Middle East. It seems to be about 1,580 miles is about the max range, but I've been able to hit Africa and South America, so it's working pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, sounds like you're doing way more HF work than I am.
I don't do VHF very often. I'm getting a little bit more into it with this new Yaesu radio in the car. I've always had one mounted, but this one I'm using a lot more. It's a little bit easier to navigate the menus, and with the other modes on it, I still haven't figured out. It's still catching my interest, and I'm really enjoying it on road trips. Did they close the DNR station in Detour?
Yeah, they did that. They did that, I think, yeah, this year sometime they did that. So they emptied all out, and all the Detour stuff is in the new Sioux office.
Did the Sioux finally get the one down on Mack Trail that they were eyeballing for a decade?
Oh, yeah, they contracted out, and I think it's on a 10-acre piece of land there, or thereabouts, and got a new brand-new building, drive-through base. It's quite a nice office. If you, yeah, when you come in to see, you have to take a look at it.
Do you still do Keeman, or not?
No, they wanted me to fill out the stuff after COVID, and well, I never got around to it, and I never got called back to do anything with them. So I've been way too busy. So, and actually, doing two things at once here. So, doing some wire caulking.
What do you have for HF antennas at this point?
I have an NFED long wire. It's strung between my 40-foot taller and, I don't know, maybe a 40-foot tree. So it's up to quite a ways. I get decent coverage with it. I did a parts on here, or I found a parts on here yesterday. I don't remember where what park he was in, but yeah, he gave me a 5.9, so...
Awesome. I don't understand why we can't hit each other with that thing. I've checked my antenna configuration, and theoretically it's Omni, although I most definitely pick up south and east more than anything, so it does have some direction to it, but I picked up like a Menominee, scratchy, but nothing north of me.
Oh, okay, yep, I'm definitely north from you. And my way that my antenna is pointed toward northwest, so anything probably to, let's see, southwest and northeast, I'm probably going to hit them pretty good.
I mean, I am technically southwest of you on a direct beeline, so south-southwest, but... Yeah, we should probably try playing with that again. Or you and I should be within range of Invis. I can try throwing up an Invis and just bounce it and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That'll probably work.
I've been working on trying to build a man-portable pack. So I've got the backpack with I got the radio, so I picked up a 991 Alpha. I'm going to get the rails for it to protect it all and relocate all of the coax to the front. get a couple lithium ion batteries and a charge controller so I can plug it into panels and charge it portably, and then be able to use that for VHF or HF, depending. Get a little tablet. There's some really cool YouTube channels that have done some stuff with that. So everything for parts on the air, or field comms, emergency comms, something like that, in one bag and self-sustaining. So that's my fall into winter project, to have that flushed up and running by spring.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's cool. So, yeah, the only thing I'm missing from my Manpack setup for big deal is just the battery. So I had all that stuff together at one time. Now it's just kind of scattered throughout the house and, well, probably mostly in the garage now. But, yeah. Oh, cool.
Well, we're at a little roadside pull-off on the way into Detour, so we're going to take the kids down and let them play on the water. I'll let you go for now. This is KE8SZD. I'll be clear.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Catch you later on here, and enjoy your day. So, KE8FGW. Port.
Okay. I'm back.
All righty. Yeah, he only had a G6270 Hustler on top that I had given him. Then there was a IP camera and a weather station, and then a folded dipole T2FD, the BMW. That was the stainless steel one, so I'm going to lay that out and take all the measurements, and I'm going to replace the copper weld wire that is on the one that I have with stainless steel wire, so that I it don't rot and break on me.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, I remember those. That whole Hustler line, that was, you know, 70s and 80s, before Comet and Diamond got popular.
Yeah, I had bought like six of them for the EOC and all of our stuff, and I bought two for myself, and I had swept all of them. I just had a pickup truck come across the center line about 2 feet. Almost hit me head on. Nice. I swept all of them, and I had two that I had to send back. Their quality has gone to heck.
How long ago was that?
That's got to be five or six years at least. Maybe even a couple more. Yeah, they've had some growing pains along the way there. So I've sent three back altogether. The one I got, the connector, the end connector was broke as soon as I took the cap off. So somebody at the factory had broke the pin out of it. That cost me $50 to send that back, shipping.
Yeah, it's annoying. That is sometimes why it makes sense to buy that stuff from local dealers, even if it's a little more expensive. I miss being able to run up there to Adams and back and get stuff. But I have some antenna work I'd like to get done around here, too. And I'm seriously thinking about putting in for a UHF coordination and then just retuning the little repeater. Like I said, I'd like to be able to keep it as a mirror of something that's downstate, you know, just so people that come up don't have to reprogram radios. But, because, you know, we got enough stuff on the air down there, you know. 3.1 might work. There's a 3.1 in Roscommon. That's 90 miles away. I think that the UHF coordination is 100, but I'm not sure.
But, you know, there's other stuff. There's the 375. There's the old Joe's old Milford. There's a bunch of stuff. I just gotta get around to doing it.
Well, when you're ready to do something on your antennas, let me know. I have a number of towers. Everything from 30 feet to 60 feet of Rome 25 equivalent. I got tons of stuff. So repeater work, repeater-wise, I've got all sorts of UHF, VHF equipment, duplexers, you name it. So if you want to do it, do it right, just holler.
N8MJL.
Hello, MJL acknowledged. Well, you know, I can't legally do a tower here. I can't put anything higher than 21 feet because of my proximity to you-know-what. My 25-foot flagpole is not compliant, but it's kind of ridiculous when you consider the height of the house and the fact that I have 80 and 90-foot trees. Breaking station, go ahead. Good morning, W8R.
Good morning. This is Michael. Just heard you guys chatting along. Figured I'd jump in.
Well, afternoon to you, Mike. I'm on the way to Petoskey. Going to meet up with Jim. Also going to stop at the recycle center and drop off some fluorescent tubes and household batteries. I got two coffee cans full of that. Getting things in order. Slowly but surely. Over you, Ron. Okay, to SPW.
Yeah, I don't want to think like it's going to be fall, but whether I want to think it or not, it's going to be fall. I'm not giving up on summer yet, though. There's lots of things left to do. I need to get some wire up permanently in the trees. I got my camper set up sitting here in the driveway, but got plenty of stuff to do. Got some verticals I'd like to get up. Just make things a little more permanent. I did find a problem with my mobile antenna. I was running my SBB7, and I was talking to Larry, which is my new local license TAM, and I was in St. Agnes on the 511, and I was having problems. Like, this doesn't make any sense, you know, so I got the analyzer out. The SWR had just gone to you-know-where on my SBB7. I don't know why. I don't know if it lost a cap or coil or what, but changed it out to the old Larson, and everything's back to normal. Mike, go ahead. How's your Tuesday?
Yeah, it started off rough. My router for my office went down, so actually, Shannon, I passed you in Indian River. I was headed to a client. Had to replace their router a year ago. So, bugged them, and I'm borrowing their old router to get myself back online. So, heading back home, just shooting up I-75 now, heading back towards Belston, then meander back up to Levering. So, no, I just wanted to jump in and say hi. So, I'll send it back to you two. Sounds like a good conversation. I'll just listen in. So, talk to you guys later. N8MJL.
Hey, Mike. Take care. I'll get up there one of these days to get that gin pull. Might wind up using it at Ron's. Maybe I can tuck Ron into strapping like 30 feet of Rome Tower to the side of his house so that he could easily climb and work on antennas. It'd be just above the roof, and I'm sure he could sneak that in. Well, anyway. Somebody's low enough to hit your antenna, Ron, they're going to have to hit the trees first.
Oh, I'm well aware, but there's other issues at play here regarding compliance. Just leave it at that. All right, 73 to Mike. Sounds like you're in the business. That's sort of interesting. use IT provider out of Traverse City. And I'm generally happy with them. They're pretty responsive, but they're in Traverse City. And, you know, even though we have a service contract, we pay for travel time. Luckily, they're able to do most of our stuff remotely. But it would be nice if there was somebody a little bit more local, you know. We were doing business with a local guy, but he picked up and moved to Petoskey, and he wasn't really big enough to handle what we needed. Like everything else up here, you know, that is a bit of a challenge. So hopefully I got my mobile situation squared away. I'll have to do a little bit of driving to see if it makes a difference. I gotta go to Wolverine, I gotta go to Rogers City, but I don't really have that stuff on the schedule yet.
Alrighty. Well, I have a brand new Larson mount, NMO mount, in the truck, and anytime if you have to have one put in or replaced or anything, I've got them. They have 100% shielding to them. They're good to 6 gigahertz. The coax is foil and braid, made by Belden. Good stuff. And they're pretty cheap, too. I keep a stack of those. And the hole saw for cutting the 3/4-inch hole in the roof. We've nicknamed him Skippy. Not that he does, but it's a nice nickname. It's like calling a fat guy Slim. All right, coming into Odin, KSPW. Well, the Gen Bento
new mic was a Motorola 800, so I'm good there. It's still all nice and clean, no rust. I don't know what happened with that SBB7. I've had them fail before, too. And I think it might be from impact, you know. They have a fold over on them, but still, you know, I've caught the open air coil in tree branches and literally pulled the thing up straight. Not on this one. I also have a tri-band 2-220 and UHF with an enclosed coil. It's kind of a big, bulky enclosed coil, too. And now the phone's ringing. W8RPM, back in a bit.
N8MJO again. Go ahead, Mike. Do you know if the 1.9 is down in Petoskey?
No idea. I seem to remember hearing something about it, but I couldn't tell you.
Alrighty, I was just wondering. So, I'll let Ron know. If he looks my call sign up, he can email me if he does have any IT requests. I'd be happy to lend a hand. So, alrighty. Well, I've got to get my car looked at here in Pelston. Back end needs to be rebuilt. So, not going to be buying any more radio stuff for a while. I gotta put that into the vehicle so I can run down the road. So, alrighty. I will let you guys go again. N8MJL. Have a great one. Bye.
I gotta have my rear end in this truck, the clutch plates replaced for the limited slip axle. They're growling at me. Turns out you're supposed to change the fluid at 60,000 miles. I didn't know that. I now have 113,000 miles on it, so. They used a paper-based clutch plate. Enough said. All right, 7-3, talk with you later, KSPW.
N8PZT.
Hello, Kilo Echo 8, Fox Philly Whiskey, monitoring.
Yeah, Stacey didn't get the call, N8PZT. Is there something going on with the Petoskey machine today, do you know?
The Petoskey machine, 19 repeater. I don't believe so, and I do see it back in the link system there, so it might be going. I'm too far away from to get into it, so maybe you can try it.
Yeah, I'm actually in downtown, but I'm right here in Petoskey here, right in the lee of it. And I tried to access it, but couldn't. Maybe something on my end, I could have my tone off, but seemed like it was set okay. All right, I'll have to get back into it. Appreciate the comeback. Any PCT clear?
Okay, yeah. I know it was off the air for a little bit. I think something failed on it, or no, some sort of hardware failed. So, but it might be still off. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring.
Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar. Let's see if they have one at this point. That's loud and clear.
Good afternoon. How's everything going?
To work 20, and how about you? About, let's see, it's a little bit after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Looks like a lovely day on the outside. About, I guess it's going to be a carbon copy all the way through the week.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely a beautiful day, and yeah, it's sunshiny up here in the Sioux. But yeah, that's for sure. It's a fantastic day to be outside. What is it? 76 degrees? Oh, that's probably about right. So, plenty of sunshine.
Yeah, I think we're somewhere in the 70s. I haven't looked at my weather station, but I'm sure it's probably about mid-70s. But yeah, we had a spectacular sunrise this morning. Looked like you guys did too, according to the weather cams. But, yeah, a little bit of clouds and orange sky and red sky there. It was kind of pretty this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the sunrise. It was definitely a beautiful one. So that is for sure another one.
Yeah, I'm located in Traverse City, by the way. I didn't get to give you my QCH, but we're inside PC, kind of overlooking Grand Traverse Bay.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a good place to look at. If you got a window out to see the Grand Traverse Bay, I'm sure it's a pretty one, that's for sure. I think there's usually a lot of sailboats over in there. And I have one past, when you drive past it, you just see a whole bunch of sailboats out in the marina there. But anywho, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we don't get a view like that. Maybe someday we'll get a view right on the water. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, we have extended summer, so I'm surprised we don't have more. I think a lot of them are already weatherproofing them and, you know, kind of sealing them up with the shrink wrap and everything. But I think it's kind of scared some folks away when it got down into the lower 40s and upper 30s. But anyway, yeah, it looks like another probably 2 or 3 weeks of good sunshine and 80s, possibly 90s. So I can't complain. I guess we better take it while we can before the leaves all change and the white stuff comes flying in behind it, but it won't be long. So, can't complain too much about the warm weather. It's a little bit too warm for me, but, you know, I really can't complain about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I still got my boats out. I haven't winterized them yet or put them away, so I'm still waiting. I'm thinking maybe this week I'll get a better chance to get them out in the water. So, definitely looking forward to that. So, but yeah, when the wife's dad, he works at down there at the marina, and Indian River. Yeah, that's Indian River there, and that's what he was telling us, that he's already packing the boats up for winter. So I thought that was a little strange, but I guess the school starts. I guess that must be the time to put the boats away. I think that's kind of silly.
I agree, but a lot of people just do it routinely. You know, they either have it contracted out or, you know, these folks that I imagine they're squeezing them in there. Their calendar of appointments, so I may be part of it. But yeah, I've seen a lot of folks already putting them up, and so I'm thinking, well, you ought to go by what the weather looks like, because sometimes it's definitely an extended fall or get Indian summer in there. But yeah, it is what it is, but I guess a lot of folks start putting them up after Labor Day.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. So, but anywho, I figure the repeater's been quiet for a bit. I figure I'll throw my call to her and see who comes back to me. And Tony came back, so that's good.
Yeah, I usually have this one on in the shop here. I do a lot of radio programming and tech work, so I'm usually got this one on and my GMRS on and HF radio on, so listening to a bunch of different frequencies all at once. I usually don't say anything, but every now and then if it's really quiet, I'll get on there and say something. But heard you in there, thought we'd shout out back to you. So we'll let you go and enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy the middle of the week as we approach another stretch of even warmer weather. And hopefully you have some good plans. KB5 is ZJO Mobile. We'll be clear.
Oh, okay. Very good. So, yeah, you're definitely a new call sign, KG5. I haven't heard that one in here yet, so that's cool. So, anyways, I was going to tell you that the leaves up here are already starting to change. So, so we got some browns and yellows and all them colors. So, anyway, with that, thanks for coming back to see, and we'll say 7-3. I'm sure we'll hear you in here again. So, 7-3, monitoring.
Walking our little corgi, she's out there, and I had my camera, and I took quite a few pictures of all the maples and oaks. Quite a few reds and oranges, and of course, golden color, but I was surprised how fast they're changing. We're kind of on the edge of it, so I imagine toward Gaylord and Lansing and up in that area toward Mackinac, it's probably even prettier. But they're starting to change. I can say that right here in town, quite a few of the trees were already bright red and orange, and especially the maples, they're just going to town. But I imagine here in about a week, it's really going to be going. They're saying it's going to be a shorter foliage turnaround, right, this year. It's not going to be very long. It's going to happen all at once, and then they're going to drop because we're going to have some pretty good winds coming in. So I don't think it's going to be an extended fall like we normally have, but I guess we'll take what we can. But yeah, they're starting to turn here too. 73s, have an awesome afternoon. KB5 DJO.
Alrighty. 73, KE8 FQW.
UFF Mobile.
Caught USF, but that's all I caught, just tail end of that Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu, Julian Oscar.
Kilo Bravo 5, Sierra, Julian Oscar, this is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
All right, got a copy on you that time. Yeah, good afternoon. KB5 DJO Mobile. Like a nice afternoon, a little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds, not too bad. Maybe a different story by the end of the week through next week, but so far can't complain.
I'm up here in St. Ignace, and it's 68 out now. A little warm in the truck, just leaving work, getting on I-75 and heading north. But yeah, gorgeous day out. So nice, sunny, a little bit of clouds, but sun's still peeking through. So yeah, it'll be, hopefully it keeps up, at least for the week, into the weekend. Hey.
KE8FJW here.
Yeah, KE8UFF. Sorry, I might have cut out there. I went under an overpass. I think it's coming out.
KE8UFF. KE8FJW. Good afternoon, Dylan. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, hey, it was a warm one today, that's for sure. It felt nice. but didn't even have to turn on the AC. Hey, I got a question. I was just wondering if you were going to head to the Aries meeting at the EOC tonight.
Yes, I will be there tonight. I have a bad habit of missing those meetings, even though I live on the same row as the rec center's on. So Brian, WAKLM, is going to pick me up today. That way I do not forget.
Ah, perfect. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing you. It's been a while. So I figured, it starts at just a quarter after 6 there, and it's at the EOC. It's not at the rec center, this one. But, yeah, Brian's going to pick you up. We should be seeing you there. I plan on head there myself. I'm going to have some dinner and eventually head that way. So, other than that, we'll see you after a while.
Awesome. Yeah, take care. 7-3. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to go home and throw some food in me and head that way once Brian comes. So, yeah, I didn't realize it was at the EOC today. So, but yeah, 7-3, take care. KEA-UFF, clear but monitoring.
7-3, KEA-FTW. KEA-FTW, monitoring.
NACN Mobile.
Yeah.
NAPZT, and clear.